shout it loud, hallelujah. The Jericho destroying, hallelujah. May the Lord God bless you real good. May the Lord God bless you real good. He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless you. Turn to somebody and shout it loud.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Real good.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Real good.
He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless you.
Turn to another person and shout it loud.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Real good.
Real good, he brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless you real good.
Pray for yourself now.
May the Lord God bless me real good.
Real good,
may the Lord God bless me real good.
Real good,
he brought me here to bless my life. May the Lord God bless me real good.
And you raise up your right hand to the heavenlies and shout this louder than anyone around you. It is a prayer recommended by heaven. Can you say, heavens over my destiny, open by fire in the name of Jesus. Heavens over my destiny, open by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Every agenda of darkness for my progress, terminate. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and terminate the agenda. Terminate that agenda. In Jesus' name we pray. Now with a voice rolling with divine anger, say, any power that does not want to let me go, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Any power that does not want to let me go, destroy that power now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shout aloud, hallelujah. Let's close our eyes and raise our hands to the Lord as we sing this song loud and clear. He has promised He will never fail. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's faithfulness is forevermore. He's faithfulness is forevermore. He has promised.
He has promised He will never fail.
Hallelujah. Promised,
He has promised, He will never fail.
Hallelujah.
I will follow him. I will follow him.
Hallelujah.
He has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness.
Go check my baby, oh. Sing a prophetic song now. The louder you sing it, the better. It is important that you sing it at least 40 times. It is a declaration. It is a prayer. It is a prophecy. Don't allow anybody's voice to be louder than yours as you pray this highly prophetic word. The song says, power must change hands by fire. Power must change hands. Yes, yes, yes. That's the song. It's a prophetic song. Power must change and so by fire. Power must change and so.
Yes, yes, yes.
Power must change and so
by fire.
Power must change and so.
Yes, yes, yes.
Power must change and so
by fire.
Power must change and so.
Yes, yes, yes.
Power must change and so
by fire.
Power must change and so.
Yes, yes.
Power must change and so. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. Remember your covenant with me. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord.
I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. Remember your covenant with me. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. I shall not be ashamed.
Say it loud, say it loud.
My Lord, remember your covenant with me. I shall not be ashamed.
Oh,
I shall not be ashamed.
Oh, so
I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. Remember your covenant with me. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord.
Oh, I shall not be ashamed,
my Lord.
Oh, I shall not be ashamed,
my Lord. Remember your covenant with me. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. Remember your covenant with me. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord.
I shall not be ashamed, my Lord.
I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord.
Oh,
I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. Oh, yes, I shall.
Oh, you compare to me,
Papa. Oh, you compare to me, Mama.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you go out of me, Baba. Oh, you go out of me, Mama. Rati Majemu. So, Baba, don't you go out of me, Baba. Oh, 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 you go out of me, Baba.
Jesus, oh, you name me, man, keep on. Nani gigara ni me alamoturo golata.
Jesus, oye ne me makibu. Nani gigara ni me alamoturo
golata. Oh, Jesus, oye ne me makibu. Nani gigara ni me alamoturo golata.
Say, Jesus, oye ne me makibu. Nani gigara ni me alamoturo golata.
Silence. Silence. Please don't say anything until I ask you to talk. When I ask you to talk, I will tell you what to say. For right now, be quiet before the Lord. Father, I thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Because there is nothing beyond your authority and power. Father, you told me that there are going to be some people in this morning service who are suffering from blood pollution. Father, those people who are suffering from blood pollution, wherever they are now, let the power of the great physician begin to visit them one by one. Whether your blood was polluted by accident, whether it was polluted by your sin, any disease in the blood, whether it's HIV or sickle cell, any pollution in the blood, wherever such people are now, let the power of the great physician begin to visit them one by one. That's the first person on that gallery over there. Yes, this is why you cannot stand on your feet, because the power of God is coming upon you. Number two. Number three. Four, five, six, seven. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Go and do another blood check this week and report back to us. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as many people as are in this meeting, and they are suffering from success manipulation. When they are to succeed, the enemy manipulates the success. Father, wherever such people are standing, and listen to the sound of my voice, let the fire of the God of Elijah fall upon such people now. Let the yoke of success manipulation be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. In the name of Jesus, I separate that power manipulating your success from you. I separate it from you. I separate it from you. I separate it from you. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Silence, beloved. I'm going to count seven from here. The power of God will fall on three groups of people. They may not be able to stand on their feet, but they will be delivered. One, those suffering from polygamous contamination. Two, those suffering from peppery arrows in their body. Three, those suffering from parental curses. One, two, three. That's the power of God. It's already falling on somebody over there. Four, five, six, seven. With a non-compromising voice, turn to somebody right now. You will cry out upon that person. It's a cry upon that person. Say, my friend, your enemies will not laugh you to scorn. In the name of Jesus, shout it upon his head or her head. Louder, louder, louder. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your right hand upon your own head now and say this loud and clear. Say, by the cry of Calvary, I destroy my distress. Can I hear the sisters shouting it? Sisters, I want you to shout this louder than that. Brothers, can I hear you roaring like thunder? Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Basetelaka ya boshentera basetelaka. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Before we pray this second prayer, if you are in this meeting now, you actually saw a ghost, somebody that was dead. You were not sleeping. You saw the ghost. You are in this meeting. It has affected you badly. Find a way to this altar and be on your knees. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Any power assigned to swallow me. Is that the loudest you can say it? Your voice is not loud enough. The voice is still not loud enough. Down! In the name of Jesus. You shall not be swallowed. In the name of Jesus. You shall not be swallowed. In the name of Jesus. You shall not be swallowed. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
You have been doing your work, Father, perfect the work. You have been doing your work in my life, Father, perfect the work. You have been doing your work.
You have been doing your work.
You have been doing your work,
Father, perfect your work.
Father, perfect your work.
You have been doing your work in my life, Father, perfect your work.
You have been doing your work.
You have been doing your work.
Father, perfect your work.
You have been doing your work in my life. Father, perfect your work.
You have been doing your work.
You have been doing your work.
Father, we thank you for this time. Lay your hands upon us here. Open our understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. We're starting a new series in our school on Sunday. Today, we're starting a series called The Power of the Fearless Life. The Power of the Fearless Life. Sisters, what did I say? Can I hear the sisters shouting like evangelists? Brothers, what did I say? The power of a fearless life. And I believe that the Lord whom you serve shall bless you with it. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, a very short verse of scripture, but is highly loaded. Short verse of scripture, but highly loaded. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. If you are there, say yes. Everybody there? Now let's read it together. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Can you read it again? Straight away, you can see that there is a spirit called the spirit of fear. Fear is the commonest demon in the world. He said, but God has not given us the spirit of fear. But what he has given us is the spirit of power, of love,
I'm the spirit of a sound mind. Meaning that if you want to counter that spirit of fear, you need three other spirits to counter it. The spirit of power, the spirit of love, the spirit of a sound mind. He has not given us one spirit of fear. He has given us three instead of that one. Power, love, sound mind. There is an epidemic of worry and anxiety that has enveloped everyone, including nations of the world. Fear has now caged so many. And we see fear in every corner. Fear in the economy, fear in health, fear in politics, fear in education, fear at the unemployment level, fear of the raging diseases. Beloved, the fact that you woke up this morning, you lifted your hand, they were liftable. You lifted your legs, they were liftable. You got down and walked to this place, you should really thank God. If you go to an average hospital, now the hospital are jammed. You go there, no bed. Not only in Nigeria, even in developed countries, patients are discharged to go home and go and die. And there are many, many diseases that doctors don't understand. To even worsen the situation, many doctors themselves are sick. They're sick. The same sickness they are treating is killing them. Rage of diseases is causing fear. It's causing fear. Any tiny swelling in the body of some people now is enough to cause sleepless nights because of fear. Crime is also a source of fear. Wars is always a source of fear. This is why I'm prophesying upon the lives of those who are calling for war in Nigeria, that the angels of God should go and war against them. It's easy to be shouting war, but war is a very bad thing. If you have experienced it, you know that it's not something that you enjoy. War is very, very bad. And people are saying, and there'll be war. Let the angels of God go and put the war in their lives and not in the life of others. It's a terrible situation when there is war. And may the Lord envelope us with the blood of Jesus. So war is a conflict. And a lot of people are afraid of it. Those who have never really seen one, they weren't calling for war. Calling for war. During the last Nigerian civil war, we hid somebody in our house who we should not hide there. It was the enemy of the loyal forces. But he ran to our house for cover. And so we hid him. Some people went and told Nigerian soldiers that we are hiding somebody here. They bombarded our house with leaves on their helmets, looking aggressive. So we hear that you are hiding an enemy here. If we search this place and find him, all of you are gone. That's what they said. And they shot into the air to tell us that they were serious. But fortunately, the man was at the back of the house. Somebody ran to him and relocated him to our toilet. We had two toilets in that house, back there in Akure. One toilet had been locked up for years because the maggot there were senior citizens. And it was swimming with feces. Nobody has gone there for years. It was there the man hid. So they came, searched every room, looked under the bed. We were praying hard as they were going towards the toilet. So they only opened the good toilet. When they saw the other one, they said, hey. And they went back. That is war. So those who are clamoring for war, you better be careful. There is conflict around the world. And the conflict is causing fear. There is increasing rates of terrorism. It's causing real fear. Even the weather too is running mad now. All of a sudden, some rain will start. It will not stop. It will start sweeping people away. there is plenty of uncertainty and it's causing fear. But the Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Shakespeare, who I'm not sure whether he's a Christian or not, said, cowards die many times before their death. Jesus said, he who will want to save his life shall lose it. So there's no point to fear. God wants his children to be fearless. Every day, the news media brings us stories of war designed to cause fear. All this terror they're talking about is just fear, just creating fear. So the world is becoming more and more fearful every day. To now worsen the situation, most of us now had a list of personal worries and fears to what is already on ground. And we fear things that mostly do not materialize. Mostly do not materialize. And we waste so much resources and time fearing things that never materialize. A king in Yoruba land ran to me here one day and said in his dream, some people were running after him and they said, we must remove you from this throne. And they were dragging him. They took his crown, his walking staff, they removed it. They were using it to knock his head. That was a dream he had. He now phoned one of his friends and told the friend the dream. The man goes to Catholic church. The man said, ah, that kind of dream. Go and look for mountain of fire. But instead of the king to come here quick, when he woke up in the morning, he wrote to police to give him security. So he arranged security, mobile police all around the palace. He did not know that the enemy is not physical. It was spiritual. So fear drove him to do that. He has arranged mobile police outside. So he felt secured. He had forgotten the scriptures that says, woe unto him that putteth his trust in man, whose breath is in his nostril. In the night, 1 a.m., a naked man walked into his bedroom carrying a pot of fetish power, charms. He said, Kabisi, I've been sent here to destroy you. I said, huh? How did you enter? Didn't you see police? That one said, I am more than the police. I said, ah, hey, blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Then he said, as he was saying that, the thing was becoming powerless. Then disappeared. He ran here the next month. I'm praying for you. At any power that does not want to give you peace, their own peace shall be withdrawn now. In the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. Bottom line, and note my words, by research, serious scientific research, serious sociological research, only about 10% of our worries actually has the possibility of happening. Only 10% of all those things we worry about has the possibility of happening. If you want to prove what I'm saying, you take your Bible, look at all those things you worried about last year. How many of it happened? Some didn't believe they will cross to this year, they're in this year. Some didn't believe they would celebrate their birthday, they celebrated it. Some didn't believe they could have children, they have it. Some didn't believe they could marry, they married. Some didn't believe they could pass the exam, they passed. All those things that they used that had been worrying their head and scattering the brain last year, how many of them came to pass? So only about 10% of our worries actually has the possibility of happening at all. So this is why I decree upon your life, right there where you are, receive the power to live a fearless life. Receive the power to live a fearless life. In the name of Jesus. Any king of terror ruling anyone's life here, I sack that king. In the name of Jesus. Every fear militating against your life, is banished now. In the name of Jesus. The truth, the blunt truth, is that you can live with courage in every situation you face. In every situation you face. And you can face any fear and overcome the fear. That is the truth of Scripture. You can live your life fearlessly. You can live your life worry-free. You can take divinely inspired risks and succeed. You take a divinely inspired risk and succeed. You do not have to settle for a life ruled by fear. A life ruled by fear. Can't settle. A woman went to the gynecologist. The woman comes from Mountain of Fire here. She wasn't married at that time. She was 36. And she was having pains in her tummy. So she went to the gynecologist. And the gynecologist had very bad news for her. The gynecologist said, "Are you married?" He said, "No." I said, "Okay, if you are not married yet, don't bother. Don't bother. Because you can't have any children. Because this fibroid have taken over all your womb. And right now, your only option is for us to remove the whole womb. Nobody can do this surgery. Because it's big. It is attached to the wrong place. So there is nothing we can do." She left the place. Went to a second doctor who said the same thing. Went to a third doctor who said the same thing. All of them putting fear into her heart. Then she came across this scripture we read this morning. And listened to one message preached here. The message was connecting to the awesome God. Connecting to the awesome God. And she had me say that there is nothing God has created that he cannot pan a bit. And that in his warehouse, he has spare parts for all organs of the body. So the first thing she conquered was the fear based on the words those doctors have said. One day, after praying on the corridor here, she prayed on the corridor at the back here, she got home. Serious stomach cramp started. It was terrible. She thought she was going to poo in the toilet. She ran to the toilet. But instead of pooing, a huge mass just fell out of the womb. She was afraid. She was scared. It looked like a huge ball came out. And all the pains stopped. She ran to the doctor. The doctor did another scan. And the doctor was getting angry. So, who was the first doctor you saw here? Said the doctor over there. And the doctor said, "You have fibroid? Does this what is in your paper here?" So, yes. "It has occupied the womb. Occupied the womb." She said, "I should remove the whole womb." The doctor said, "No, I can't see any fibroid. How can they remove your womb when there is no fibroid?" It became a heated argument between the two doctors. "I saw fibroid." I said, "There is nothing here. Don't put this hospital into trouble." The woman said, "Don't quarrel. Let me settle the quarrel. This is the power of the awesome God. He has done the surgery." I'm praying for anyone here that there is something in your body that is scaring you. Let the power of the great physician visit you right there where you are in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. So you do not have to settle for a life ruled by fear. You do not have to get used to the dark. No, there is one mystery about staying in the dark. If the whole of a place is in darkness, and a person stays long enough in that darkness, after some time, you will begin to see in the darkness. Don't get used to darkness. It is a tragedy to get to the end of your life and that you have left part of your life untapped because of fear. The reason many are not prophets and prophetesses, they are afraid. What if I prophesy and it did not come to pass? What will they say? So they refuse to step out of their boat. God has all weapons in his armory to defeat your fears and make you live the fearless life. God has given you everything you need to defeat your fears. I agree that it's not possible to live life without some fears here and there. But every fear that enslaves is not from God. Somebody wants to cross the road now. They are waiting for the vehicle to pass. It's because you fear that if you go there, they will run you over. So that's good fear. But when there is enslaving fear, it is something else. That's why somebody has said, fear is false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. Fear operates in two basic departments. Department one, fear that you will not get what you need. Two, fear of not holding on to what you have. But whatever format that fear is, Scripture says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. It says, he gave beauty for ashes. He gave the oil of joy for mourning. He gave the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. And God wants to take all fears away from our mind. I'm praying for anyone here being ruled day by day with all forms of fear, that the Lord whom you serve will cause great deliverance to happen into your life in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. Worry is the senior brother of fear. Worry is a life robber. Worry is a killer. In fact, one of the greatest problems of mankind is worry. Worry is a monster that saps our joy. Worry is profitless weight. Worry is one of the greatest sources of human suffering and distresses. Worry is fear. But that worry, who is also a peace killer, that worry, who makes people to get into crisis before the crisis even happens, is actually a choice. You can choose to become worried. You can choose not to become worried. Rise to your feet now, beloved. Rise to your feet. There are prayers we need to pray. And pray it with fire and with power. Jesus is here. His power is here. The first thing is to fire back the arrow of the spirit. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Lay your hands on your chest, and then with a voice that will subtly embarrass your neighbor, say, I fire back! Your voice is not loud enough. Every arrow of fear, in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace and fellowship.